Good morning, everyone. You're listening to WSHC Shepherdstown, the voice of Shepherd. This is Seven Generations Radio, and I'm your host, Joe Gray. I'm here this morning with Jim Sirkamp for a special 4th of July edition of Seven Generations. And welcome, Jim. How are you today?
I'm fine. I am fine. And dry.
You're fine and dry. That's good. The rain has stopped. So, Jim, somehow or other, I came across this this narrative of yours called Don't Mean Nothing some time ago. And I had you come in about a month ago and put on part two. We only had a limited amount of time, which is the part that occurs right at the end of this man's war experiences and then the aftermath of that coming home. But I'd like to back up and ask you, Jim, how did this thing come to be? What was it that inspired you, first of all, to work on it? And then how did it all happen?
Okay. Am I on?
You're on.
I was, at the time, a volunteer doing a lot of support groups for people who were, in hospice who had been grieving a death of this person or that person. I just spent a lot of my time with people grieving loss. And one of the people at hospice told me I should talk to a man named Art James, who was a Vietnam veteran who was a counselor at the Veteran Outreach Center. And what happened was, I was born at West Point with a father who was a West Pointer, and he went to Vietnam, and I didn't like Vietnam, and classic, right? My point is, unconsciously, I'm meeting a guy with the name of my whose name is a combination of my name and my father's name. Unconsciously, the point is, I felt like I needed to reconcile and understand the experience of a guy who was a draftee in Vietnam. I felt something was needed to be understood better because I thought they were badly treated. Anyway, 6 years passed, and I kept working on this and hanging out at the vet center.
What year have we gotten up to now?
This is about 90. I met Art around 90, and from 90 to about 96, I just listened to guys at the Vets Outreach Center. One day, a guy came in and left a live hand grenade. This is the Wild West scene here. But I met so many guys, and I read, and I talked, and I listened, and I listened to Art, and I listened to Jerry Becht. I just listened and read and listened and read. To use the phrase, trying to get to the bottom of it. And I somehow started becoming a script, and just one thing leads to another because you want the truth. And so the next phase was, there was the most difficult moment was, I had to write the script, and I was at the Berkeley County Library, and it was just all building up inside, all the images and experiences, and it was really powerful. And if you're a writer, somehow you have to have all that intensity, but you also have to have a very fine, sensitive consciousness while you're writing. You have to have that intensity sort of somehow meet the sensitivity of word choice. And I remember writing the script, doing the first draft, and there's very, very little fiction. And what is what you would call fiction were things that were just absolutely universal experiences to a typical Vietnam veteran, like wanting to be alone and living in the woods. Writing it, I felt like a whole bunch of spirits were just pushing it, making me do it, veterans or whatever. And it was like I was almost holding on to the typewriter for support, and because I had to push out these things, these moments, and I had to see them very clearly, and they weren't pretty. Anyway, it got done, and one thing led to another, and Kevin Williams and I were sitting in this very, very room here with Joe with magnetic tape. I hope people understand that. We recorded it on big reels of magnetic tape and countless pieces of music. And Oliver Stone, the director, had read the script. And on the power of the script, he gave us full permission to use any soundscapes from any of his films. But we have to now create this, create something out of all of these inspired pieces. And it was me, it was Kevin, it was Dave Hellier, who's an incredible harmonica player, Bill Caldwell, such a good actor from Berkeley County that he just came in one take with one slight redo, he recorded the entire narrative of our protagonist, who we name Virgil. If you know about Dante's Inferno, Virgil descends into the, purgatory and hell and comes back. So that's all, the little bunch of us did it, and then Kevin kind of went down into the man cave and managed to pull all of it together in the world of magnetic tape, which is overwhelming. Next thing was West Virginia Public Radio broadcast it, and then we contacted Public Radio International, and then it was broadcast first in Boston, and then it was broadcast on one big broadcast in 99 to San Francisco, New York, L.A., Dallas, Chicago, Miami, and a bunch of, I think a total of 60 outlets. And it's been 17 years since we've ever played it. And here we are back to where it all started in this little room. And we'd love to share it with you.
And you received an award, a Harvard
Award? It was called Award? It was an international competition called the Angel Award, Silver Angel Award for Moral Excellence in the Media. And it had very powerful letters of support from two of the most important psychiatrists in the world of veteran trauma for Peabody, Dr. Charles Figley. And Dr. Roger Pittman of Harvard Medical School gave very strong. So when you listen to this, this is not a riff. This is not a riff. This is Dr. Pittman said, who does a lot of groups, said, he said, this is, quote, chock full of insights into the experience of post-traumatic stress. So if you have an uncle or a brother or a husband who has some kind of issue after combat experience, this is a real factual. This is the knowledgeable a guide for you.
Okay, with that, thank you, Jim. We'll start with the first part of Don't Mean Nothing.
It's 1960.
You've been listening to a narrative of a Vietnam War veteran written by Jim Surkamp called It Don't Mean Nothing. And Jim is here with me now. You're listening to WSHC, Shepherdstown, the voice of Shepherd, Seven Generations Radio. Jim, do you have any closing comments on this very moving narrative?
Well, anyway, I'm just glad anyone listened on the 4th of July, and it kind of hits me every time anyway. So, it's been 17 years since it's been heard, and thanks for listening.
Great. Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure. And now we'll turn you over to regular programming. Thank you for listening to Seven Generations Radio. Have a happy 4th of July.